AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel and the U.S. launched another wave of strikes on Iran today, including the capital Tehran and Isfahan, home to one of Iran's main nuclear sites. Iran's been launching fewer missiles than at the start of the war, but it continues to deploy low-flying drones that are harder to intercept. Meantime, Sagar Meghani reports Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth refused to address the possibility of U.S. ground troops.
Hegseth says you cannot win a war if you tell your foe what you're willing or not willing to do.
Our adversary right now thinks there are 15 different ways we could come at them with boots on the ground. And guess what? There are.
At the same time, Hegseth says talks over ending the war are gaining strength.
That's the goal. We don't want to have to do more militarily than we have to.
But repeated his earlier line that, in the meantime, the Pentagon will negotiate with bombs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On social media, President Trump said allies unwilling to help the U.S. war effort should go get their own oil, amid Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Iraqi officials say an American journalist has been kidnapped in Baghdad, and security forces are pursuing her captures. She's identified as freelancer Shelley Kittleson. A U.S. official blames an Iran-backed Iraqi militia, Kitab Hezbollah. Elsewhere, a federal judge has agreed to permanently block the Trump administration from implementing a presidential directive ending federal funding for National Public Radio and PBS, citing the First Amendment. The impact's not immediately clear. A different federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to suspend construction on President Trump's White House ballroom project, granting a preservationist group's request for a preliminary injunction. The judge writes the president is a steward of the White House, not its owner, and said the project needs congressional approval. Courts ruled against Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus kids. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks surged on Wall Street to their best day since last spring as hopes built up again about a possible end to the war with Iran. The S&P 500 jumped 2.9%. That was its biggest gain since last May. It's also the latest sudden turnaround for the index. A day earlier, the S&P slipped to close more than 9% below the record high it reached in January. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 1,125 points. That's about 2.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 3.8%. The market got some help from falling crude oil prices. That helped assuage some of the concerns that have been building up in markets that a long period of high oil prices could set off a damaging bout of inflation. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index inched higher in March, despite the surge in gas prices. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.